escaped. Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives us an example. He says, people were cutting sugarcane and they found a snake. So they beat the snake, leaving it for dead, thinking that the snake is dead. However, not completely finishing it off, so he says that when the sugarcane was brought in the warmth of the warehouse or in the house, whatever it was, that snake got the warmth, got its strength back. When someone went to go and pick a sugarcane, the snake, you know, striked at it. So seeing this, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah used to see these examples and then used to give an example. He used to give a lesson. So seeing this, he said, this is the reality of a human being's desire and his nafs. Even when you think that you have subdued it because of your piety, or even if you think that it is subdued because of old age, you know, I won't have desire towards woman, I'm old. The reality is, it can always be there. No one regards this as insignificant. No one must be complacent with regard to the dangers of his nafs and his desire. And I normally give this example. I'm not picking up on people. I don't say I'm picking on the old people today, but let me just give this example. They say, you see a fast car, it goes very fast, but the brakes also are very good. You know, the fast car goes very fast, but the brakes are also normally very good. Now, a truck, you ride an old truck, the truck goes slower, but the brakes are also a little bit, you know, weak in terms of fare, you know, in terms of effectiveness. So sometimes a young person might have more desire, but his ability to resist is more than an old person who might have less desire, not all the time, but his ability to resist temptation might be less than of a younger person. The point is, we must never be complacent with regard to our nafs. So this, Allah Ta'ala has kept this capacity both. That's where we started off from. And we went into this aspect of the nafs and the desire. Now Allah Ta'ala has kept both these things. Now we've got to keep one thing in mind, that when Allah has kept within us the capacity to sin, doesn't mean that Allah Ta'ala is happy with us sinning. Allah has given us a degree of free rein. Allah has given us a degree of option to choose which path we are going to take. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنَ Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ إِمَّا شَاكِرَ وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. But Allah Ta'ala has also told us, after I've given you the option, which option I am pleased with and which option I am not pleased with. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفَرِ I am not happy if you choose the path of disbelief. You know, and we must always keep in mind, if Allah has given us the freedom of choice, doesn't mean that this choice is free from consequences. Many people take this for example. I am free to do whatever I want. Freedom doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want without the consequences. With every particular choice you make, there is a consequences to bear. If a person says, I am free to go and take drugs, there's going to be a consequences to bear. Right? So with every action that you take, there is a reaction. With every choice you make, there's a consequences. And therefore Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, look at this beautiful verse. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ Do you feel a believer is equal to a transgressor? لَا يَسْتَوُونَ They can never be equal. Allah has given you the choice. Allah has given you the option to make the choice. But Allah has told you what choice is right. And Allah says that don't think that the consequences are one. أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ Do you feel a person who does righteous deeds, he is equal to that person who makes guna in sin? أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ Do you feel a person who has fear of Allah is like one who transgresses the commands of Allah? They are not equal. So sin is something that is, we have to stay away from it while we have the option. And therefore, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say these very beautiful words, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنْ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَأَنَّهُ قَائِرٌ تَحْتَ جَبَلٍ يَخَافُ أَن يَقَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّ الْفَاجِرَ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَذُبَابٍ مَرَّ عَلَى عَنْفِهِ A mu'min regards sin as burdensome, as one who is sitting underneath a mountain in which there is loose rocks and boulders upon that mountain, fearing when a boulder is going to fall upon me. Nowadays, every now and then we hear in the news, Chapman's Peak is closed because of boulders that came tumbling down. Now, if a person is worried about it driving there, anytime a boulder can come looking around. A mu'min regards guna as burdensome. Because of my guna, anytime Allah's adab can come. وَإِنَّ الْفَاجِرْ يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ. And a fajr regards